Christy Martin, the superintendent of Washington Local Schools. Welcome to Scoop with a Soup, where you will get firsthand information on what's going on in Washington Local Schools, where every student matters and every moment counts.
Well, today I am at Meadowvale Elementary with Mrs. Hall.
Good morning, or good afternoon.
Principal at Meadowvale, and I have three special guests. So I'm going to have them introduce themselves. Can you say your name for us?
My name is Alessia.
Alessia, what grade are you in?
First grade.
And who's your teacher?
Miss B.
All right, thank you.
My name is Hensley, and I'm in first grade, and my teacher is Miss Tebby.
Thank you.
My name is Millie, and my teacher is Miss Rex, and I am first grade.
So we're here with first graders today at Meadowvale. We're really excited, and we have some fun questions for them. So I'm going to go ahead and start. And I told our first graders, just want to know a little bit about what first graders think. And so we're going to ask them some fun questions, and they're going to answer today. So Ms. Hall and I will kind of tag team this interview, but we're really excited about it. So we're going to start with an easy question, and we'll start with Millie. Millie, what is your favorite thing about being a first grader?
My favorite thing being a first grader, helping people get up.
I love that. How about you, Hensley?
Saying Miss Tebby every day.
Oh, what a sweet answer. And Alicia, do you have a favorite thing about being in first grade?
That my teacher's super nice.
Those are all great answers. Nobody even prompted that, and you guys came up with wonderful answers. Miss Hall, do you have a question for our kiddos?
I do. Of course, I want to know, what is your favorite thing about Meadowvale? What do you love about Meadowvale? And I'll start with Alessia.
That every single teacher is super nice, and this school is fun.
I agree with that. Hensley? Or if you want to say that your favorite thing about Meadowvale is Miss Tebby, you can say that again, too.
Seeing Miss Hall.
Seeing Miss Hall.
Wow, good answer. Yes. Some brownie points.
Being a class, I get to play with my friends every day.
Seeing Millie, friends. Good answer. Good
All right,
answer.
We're going to ask a little sillier question now. If you were given $50, how would you spend it? What would you buy? $50.
I would save it.
Oh, wow. How about you, Hensley?
I'll save it until I can get a doll that I can do her hair.
Oh, okay.
I will save it so I can get a car.
Oh, you're thinking. I mean, these guys have vision. They're
they do.
Way down the road.
Because if I got $50, I'd be making my way to Target right away.
Would you like to pick another question?
Yes.
To ask our first graders.
So I'm gonna say, or ask you guys, if you could be a superhero, what would your name and powers be?
Oh, that's a good one.
And Alessia, I'm going to start with you.
I would want my superpower to be flying, and my name would be Superfly.
Oh. Nice.
Hensley.
Mine will be Sparkles, and I have super speed.
Nice.
My name would be Speeding, and my name would be Speeding One.
I mean, we can't really stump this group.
No, they're prepared.
Miss Hall, have you ever thought about being a superhero? What would your name and powers be?
I don't know if I could come up with a creative name, but if I could have a superpower, I'd probably want to read minds. Miss Hall's just a little nosy, so I want to know what people are
funny,
thinking.
On the same philosophy, I would want to be invisible.
Oh, okay.
Because I think I could sneak up on situations and people,
yes.
And, you know, like nobody would know. I think it'd be fun. I don't have a name, but I think being invisible would be kind of cool.
Yeah, that's that'll be good.
Invisible Girl? Okay, that's a good name. I could do that.
I like that she called you Invisible Girl.
Yes, absolutely. Not, yes, woman or lady. So I appreciate that. You mentioned saving up for a car. So if you had a car, let's pretend you could drive and you had a car, where would you go? Millie, let's start with you.
Target.
Girl after my own heart.
My grandma's.
Oh, what would you do at your grandma's? Why do you like going there?
So I can see my grandma and hug her.
Aw.
Purple Penguin!
So for some of our listeners who don't know what Purple Penguin is, could you tell us what that is?
It's like an ice cream.
It's a frozen yogurt.
Yeah, I like Purple Penguin, so great.
So I'm going to ask you guys this question, because you know Miss Hall tells jokes every day on the announcements. So what is your favorite joke? Whether it's something Miss Hall has said or one that you have of your own. So, Hensley, we're going to start with you first. Your favorite joke.
What do you call a pork chop?
What?
A pig that does karate.
I'm going to have to write these down so I can put them on the announcements. Millie?
What do you name a penguin?
What?
What do you name a penguin?
What do you name a penguin?
Because the penguin don't even how to fly.
Okay. And Alessia?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
Cows don't go who, they say moo.
Okay. Wow, we have comedians here. We, you know, have visionaries. This is great. I'm going to stop with them for a little bit. And Miss Hall, one of the things when I'm on the podcast, and I end with this, but I'm going to go ahead and break it up, is I do ask all of our guests, and since you're a first-time guest on the podcast, tell me a little bit about yourself, your history getting to this position.
Okay.
If you would start.
Yeah. So I am a lifelong Washington local person. I went to Shoreland and then Jefferson and graduated from Whitmer in 1997. I then went to University of Toledo. And when I graduated in 2001, it was really natural to come back to Washington local. And I taught for 18 years at Whitmer High School in the English department. Loved it. Loved the students. Loved the colleagues that I worked with. And then I wanted a little change. And I always think about how there were so many people that saw leadership opportunities in me and gave me chances, one of them being Mrs. Martin and several others. And I was a department chair. And I then became a principal at Washington Junior High. And I was there for a year before they asked me to come to Meadowvale. And I was a little hesitant coming from the high school to come to elementary, but it has been truly the best experience I could ever have. I always tell people that I have about 10 or 11 more years till I retire, if I decide to retire then, and I could happily spend them all at Meadowvale. I think the most rewarding part of being at Meadowvale is the students. They make my day every day. Mm-hmm. The hugs, the love, the learning that takes place, that I get to see the light bulbs that go off for them. And of course, the people that I get to work with each day, they make Meadowvale truly a joy. They make coming to work, even when times are difficult, truly a joyful experience. So I'm so grateful that I get to be at Meadowvale and get to lead this building with these awesome students and the staff and then the community as well.
Well, I've worked with you for many years and you're a natural leader and you're doing an amazing job. So
Thank you. We're
lucky to have you here at Meadowvale.
We're
going to go back to another question. If you ladies were a teacher for the day, what would you want to teach? What would you want to teach the whole class?
Subtracting.
Subtracting? Why subtracting?
Because it's easy.
Oh, okay. I like it. You can teach them anything. What would you want to teach your class?
Science.
What? Anything specific in science? What do you like about science?
Explosions.
All right. Okay.
Well, we got to be careful about that now.
Millie?
I would teach the students how to draw and how to shade.
That you must be a good artist and enjoy that. So, all very good strategies.
Well, I noticed, Mrs. Martin, that we are, and Alessia notices too, we're a girl group here on this podcast today. So, of course, I want to know, as girls, what is your favorite thing about yourself? What is something that you really love about yourself?
That I'm very crafty.
Crafty, I like
nice.
That.
Hensley?
I'm really smart.
You are, girl. And Millie?
I'm really shady.
Now, wait a minute, what?
Shady, like you shade with
your pillow. Oh, okay. Artistically shady, okay. That you're good at that. Okay.
I wasn't sure what I was going.
I wasn't sure either, but I like it now that I understand it. So, another thing I always ask guests on the podcast is, you've been in Washington Local, Miss Hall, a long time, mm-hmm. and do you have a favorite moment or memory in your time here that kind of stands out to you? It's kind of been my theme this year.
So I think it would be different. As a classroom teacher, I think some of my favorite moments were in the classroom with students. Before I left the classroom, I taught a class, African American Literature, and one of my favorite things to do with those students was to go up to the African American History Museum in Detroit, and it was just an outstanding experience to give them a little bit of context of what we were learning in the classroom and see how it kind of applies in different aspects of history. So that was probably one of my favorite memories, and to this day, when I run into students, they still kind of talk about that if they were in that class. Having taught at the high school, one thing I'm now enjoying is so many of my former students are parents that I have at Meadowvale. And so I'm sitting in meetings and just kind of reminiscing about how they were as a student. And I think that has built a great connection. We had a tremendous amount of trust in the classroom as a student teacher. And now I get that as a principal and a parent. And that has been really nice. I think being here at Meadowvale, though, some of my favorite memories, one of my favorite things that we do is our day of service that we do the day before spring break. And I absolutely love it because we have a nice variety. Each grade level does some kind of service, and we do a nice variety, and it's teaching kids to give back to the community in big and small ways. So we do a lot of things from building beds, which Meadowvale is kind of becoming known for in fourth grade. Our fifth grade does a community cleanup where they go around. Our sixth grade does a toilet paper war where they collect toilet paper for Cherry Street Mission. And our lower grades make things in order to donate to local nursing homes. And I just think that's one thing that I just love about that day. It's kind of a nice way to end right before we go on spring break, and it's something for everybody.
Well, thank you for sharing. Okay, girls, last question. What is your favorite moment or thing that has happened this year in first grade? Can you share a favorite thing, favorite moment? Think about it for a second, and if you're ready, you can just speak. I can see the wheels turning. Hensley, do you have a favorite thing this year? Millie? You guys have to have favorite things that happened in first grade.
That I got to be in Miss B's class.
Okay, that you just were chosen for that class. That's really set your year in a positive note. I like that. Hensley? Favorite thing you learned? Favorite
blends.
Thing? What is it?
Blends.
Ooh. Can you give an example of blends? Because not everybody knows blends like first graders know blends.
Cool.
What makes that sound?
CL.
Yep. Perfect. We do a lot of blending in first grade, and they
Tevi would be so proud.
They're rock stars at blends. Yes. So, Millie, favorite memory or moment this year?
I decided to get to be in Miss Rice's class because her do fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Good. It sounds like I think you had a hard time thinking of just one thing because you had so many positive memories. So I want to thank you all for being on our podcast today. Miss Hall, I know there's a lot of voting going on. This will be released on Monday.
I think the voting will be over by then, okay. But we have definitely done a campaign here at Meadowvale to showcase why Meadowvale is the number one elementary school in the region. And so I hope that our community showed up for us and that we will see Meadowvale prevail as the number one school when it's announced later this month.
Well, thank you. And thank you all, ladies. Have a great day.
That's it for today's episode of Scoop with a Soup, the show where you get firsthand information about why every student matters and every moment counts. If you have something you would like me to talk about in a future episode, please email me at kmartin@wls4kids.org. And until next time, go Panthers!